Yes, welcome back to the VIP Vegas podcast. I go by the name of Stephen James.
And I'm Bradley Vegas. Make sure you like and subscribe and hit that notification bell for all your Las Vegas material.
Yes, yes. And today we have Mr. Carl Woods inside the house.
Woo, 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 woo. Come
on. You all said I was special before.
Bloop, bloop.
Oh, yes. Now look special at you. Oh, now I ain't special no more.
No, you are,
book with you. I'm not special.
No, you are. He's special because he just booked his latest Vegas trip with us.
Part of the Vegas gang.
But honestly, yeah.
Appreciate you coming down, Carl.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks for coming down, Carlos.
It's a warm day, so yeah, you will.
It's a very hot day, man. It's a very hot day. That aircon's, is that still on or is it switched off now?
No, it's had to be switched off now for the mics, but...
Right, yeah. Let's keep it moving.
Indeed.
Let's get into it.
Just for the audience, obviously, for anybody who doesn't know you, do you want to just touch on your background, who you are and the business that you run? Your little journey, and then we can get into Vegas. Yeah.
Little journey sounds like a long journey.
Long journey.
Yeah, it's been a long journey.
Yeah,
say that. Yeah. I'm just a normal geezer, really, just a car dealer from Essex, and that's it. That's it. I had a little bit of a public profile once upon a time, but I've slipped out of that now, and here I am.
Do you feel? Do you feel better for it, like not being in the public eye as much, or?
Oh fuck me, yeah.
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 A lot easier to navigate the world rather than having everybody all in your business.
I'll tell you what, that world's just full of shit.
Yeah, it's all
honestly
fabricated,
it's
written, isn't it?
Yeah, none of it's real.
I learned that from him, like a lot of the stuff, like a lot of out there sort of fakery and stuff. Mm. And,
like, yeah, so even the inner circle's not real as well. Like even the people that are in, like you'd be involved in day to day, it's all just mad.
It's all for the show. That's why they call it showbiz.
But it's like Instagram,
that's what I mean.
It's like Instagram's not real, is it?
No. Well, this is the thing, right? I had a conversation with someone the other day and they were like, oh, Instagram's not real, but it depends who's behind the camera and who's putting up the content, because a lot of the stuff, I would say 95% of the stuff that I put up is my day-to-day life, so it is real.
Yeah.
It's like
not embellished at all.
When you say embellished, like, what do you mean?
Embellished on,
as in,
do you know what I mean? Like exaggerated.
Exaggerated.
Well, that's just how it is.
Well, like just say for example, on the way down here, I saw that geezer wearing a full like suit, like and a hoodie on, and he's got jeans on and stuff like that. I'm just recording him. What he's walking down the street, it's 32 degrees out there. Like, what are you doing, bruv?
Yeah, that is
real. It's just off the cuff, out the window, bang, like as in real time as well. It's not like I've saved a video and then posted it 10 hours later.
No,
you might be the exception to the rule.
So, I think loads of people are guilty of it. I get exactly what you mean, though.
Everyone puts their best, you know, self on Instagram, though, don't they? Like, some people try and obviously maybe the behind the scenes stuff, they'll dive into their real life and actually put some more emotion.
I think a lot of
it,
Instagram is just look at what the fuck I'm doing and you're not.
Yeah,
that's
a lot
thing.
Of it.
Yeah,
even when people are on holiday, they said, "Yeah, look at me living it up." And what are you doing?
Yeah,
you know what's interesting as well about social media, that those who don't actually have a public profile, it's like their social media's dead. And as soon as they go on holiday or something, or a festival,
because they've got something to post. Yeah. This is the thing. But like they say, I think like comparison is the thief of joy. That's what they say. So like, if you're on there and you're comparing your life, I would say get it. And you know, if you're just doing a normal job or whatever, and you're not living the dream and this and the other, I'll take myself off social media.
Mate, that fucks your head.
Do you know what I mean? Because
whereas if you actually have,
you're getting up doing a 9 to 5.
Yeah. And then you're seeing all these people larging it. And like you said before, like these people, they're not actually, they might have got a nice video or something, but then they're staying in, or they've gone into a hotel room that's the bollocks, but really they're staying in a shit hotel. But you're believing that they're living the dream, which they ain't doing. Yeah.
So some of the people like fly out to Dubai, they get their cheap hotel, and then they get that picture at Burj Khalifa.
Or they'll go to the Five Jumeirah and all that and start fucking, so like you say, bro, a lot of people do play the game.
But I think, obviously, if you have a business or something or a personal brand, then obviously it helps that when you're posting stuff, you're promoting, and then that leads to networking different events and people.
I think a lot of it should be treated like a fiction book, though.
Yeah,
it's just entertainment, that's all.
Yeah,
and not just that, people take it serious, don't they?
If you're not making money from social media, I would argue not even to have it.
Yeah, what's the fucking point?
Do you know what I mean? Because like you say, you're just rubbing things in people's faces and it's like, you're not getting nothing from it.
And there's so much more that can be used like in your time, do you know what I mean? Mm. Like,
But anyway, let's move on from that. Let's talk more about you, Carl.
Yeah, that's why we got you on.
I just want to talk about Vegas.
Let's do it then, I'm excited.
Carl was saying off camera, he's been to Vegas 32 times.
35.
35
Don't
times.
Cut inches off my dick. 35 times.
35 times. Is that more than Martin, the Vegas veteran we had on a few months ago?
I swear it was 37 times. Yeah, he's been going for 25 years and he went 37 times. So yeah, you've caught him up.
25 years. Yeah, I've been 15.
Yeah. I love the way that you've counted every trip. I don't know how many times I've gone there.
I'll say 35. I'm just like, I've done 2 passports.
Right.
Roughly. Wow. Obviously, what, with other places. Yeah, right, they're all stamped up and I've run out of space. But it's roughly about that. I do know for the first 10 years, like I went when I was 21, was my first ever time. Mm-hmm. Landed and just thought, like, fucking hell.
This is mad.
This is me.
That's exactly what
this
I
said.
That's exactly what I said to my mate when I went for the first time. Like, this is a bit of me.
Where the fuck have I been? Like, I'm so glad I'm 21 out and do it. And I do know for 10 years I went 3 times a year.
Yeah.
Straight.
Love that.
From 21 to... Vegas bug early doors, didn't you? You can tell.
Yeah.
No, that's fair play, man. Most people do. But it's like, when you compare it to going to sort of like European destinations, it's like... It's
when you compare it to going anywhere.
Yes.
Like, I don't know about yous, but over here, I don't want to do fuck all. Because it just ain't worth it.
There ain't nothing to do.
Even if you go out in London, it's all the bollocks. It still is not a patch on that over there.
Mm.
And you feel more justified to spend the money and pay that price when you're out there. Whereas when you're over here in London, you're thinking, really, I'm paying for this and this atmosphere.
Yeah,
and
you ain't standing on top of the Mandalay looking down the fucking strip.
This is it, bro.
But yeah, it's mad. But so like your first time when you was 21, can you remember much of the actual trip? Like, what did you get up to? Did you get to any parties?
My dad took me. So I did the...
nice.
He'd been, and he was like, listen, you got to try this over here. When you're 21, this is where I'm going to take you.
Yeah.
He's pro Vegas and all. So yeah, I mean, I did all the like Grand Canyon shit and...
Oh, you got all that there stuff.
Was, I remember actually...
Yeah,
I'd done all of that. But there was a club back then, I said to you, Bank in Bellagio.
Yeah, mate, that was the bollocks,
It was the bollocks, wasn't it? When you went up the escalators, you went in and I thought, fucking... Like, I'd never seen anything like that in my life.
It was a bit of a weird setup because it was like on 3 or 4 levels, wasn't it? So it was like more of like a theatre sort of.
When you went up the escalator, if I remember, it was almost like a mezzanine, wasn't it? And the dance floor was below you.
Yeah. And the DJ's below you as well. But then it was like a theatre sort of setup, but it was class.
Yeah, I never went to the Bank. I went to Hyde, but never went to Bank. Mm.
Hyde was Bellagio as well on the Fountain. Lake.
That's what's Mayfair Supper Club now.
That was
quite there, yeah.
I've not been since it was hired.
Oh, really?
In there.
Right.
No, because it's more loungy, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, the Hyde used to go off, man, especially on the Thursday nights. But now it's Mayfair Supper Club. It's like food and stuff like that as well. And they've got like a stage show and whatever they do. You'll have to check that out, mate, in a few weeks when you're out there. It's definitely worth a go. Like, especially before you go out partying and that. It's a nice place to, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. I don't need to eat this time.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say. If you're one of those people, like a lot of people don't eat before they go out because otherwise you just get all lethargic, don't you?
For me, I order like 2 breakfasts so I know how much I'm going to be drinking.
Yeah, normally the only thing I eat over there is breakfast. And then you're done for the day. I might eat like, you know, like, it's like you get a cabana and they bring you food and stuff like that and pick it.
Yeah.
But after that, I'm sleeping or...
You're on a liquid diet, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're not getting liver failure at the end of it, have you even been?
Mate, so 3 weeks, on. Steve says. When do you fly out?
Flying on the 23rd of July.
He wants us to come along.
It could happen, guys. It could quite well happen. The only thing is, July and August is unbearingly hot, so you just got to make sure you drink shitloads of Hennessy to keep you going.
I see the Americans over there drinking vodka water.
Yeah, vodka soda lime is a big one out there. It's mainly the girls, to be honest. Like I was saying on previous podcasts, it's usually the girls that don't drink enough water because they don't want to spend the money on alcohol or drink or water or whatever it is. And then they just collapse in the pool parties and mainly the pool parties.
Yeah. How mad is it though? Said. Like if you're a bird and you go there, you can nigh on get everything for fuck all.
Pretty much, mate. Pretty much.
I mean, where do you know in the world that like is like that?
Well, most places, you go to Dubai now, most girls are going out there. Yeah. If you guys have got a table, they just jump on it. But again,
the clubs give tables, don't they, in Vegas to women? Like,
yeah, if there's a big enough group of girls, they can just get a table. Ones. Yeah. But I mean, what I'm finding now, like I've said before, is girls are going there and they don't want to jump on guys' tables. They don't want to get a freebie because they might get kicked off it when someone buys that table. So
they feel like they owe the guy something. Yeah. Just being,
so they're happy just to all chip in and get their own spot. I had this group of girls, there was about 25 of them from, I think it was like Edinburgh.
Was it Newcastle?
No. Somewhere up that way. But anyway, they were just splashing and they weren't like older women. They were younger sort of girls. I think they were like sort of between 21 and 25. And they were just, like cabanas, bungalows all over the shop. So I'm seeing more of that now. But you're right. Vegas especially does give tables to girls, groups of girls for free.
It's changed a lot over the years though, hasn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
Like, I remember when I first went, I didn't think it was too dear. I thought, do you know what? This is about normal.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
Fucking hell.
Mm.
If you've got no dough wrapped around you, it's the worst place in the world to be, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%.
It's like the best place in the world or the worst. If you go there on a small budget, you ain't having a good time.
Nah.
Because it is just thing. Hell.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you've touched on that as well, Carl. Yeah, because for me, it's like you've got to always remember what Vegas has been there for. It's been like gambling. Of the, you know, of the world, and the party entertainment capital of the world as well. Yeah. So if you're going to Vegas and you are on a real reduced budget, it's like, why are you going Vegas? Why have you chose Vegas to go?
If
your funds are limited, there's nothing wrong with having funds limited, but choose somewhere else which is less glitz and glamour.
It's mate, kind of, I was what paying I mean? Last time I went. do you know outside Caesars?
Yes.
Yeah. Is that too much?
I've only had a few sips. I'm all over the shop. yeah, go on.
Outside Caesars, where Absinthe is, there's like a little outdoor bar. You can sit there, during the day, right outside Hell's Kitchen.
I know which one you mean,
Mate, $20 a pint.
Really?
In there, last time I went.
See, I've never gone in. I know where you're on about, but I've never actually ordered.
$20 a pint, and that's just for somewhere on the strip, not even an actual venue.
You know, the beers are actually cheaper in the venues than $20. I think you can get a beer for like $15.
Yeah.
Which even that's still fucking,
it's still a lot.
It's still 11 quid a pint, isn't it?
Yeah.
But this is mad. It's important what you were saying, Steve, about like with spending budgets and stuff though. The trouble is it's with everything in the world, right? Everyone's trying to keep up with the Joneses, everyone's trying to spend money they don't have, and this is why there's a massive debt problem.
But
people are trying to go to Vegas and spend this type of money, like you're saying, on the $15 beers
or
whatever.
I'll get in fucking debt to go there.
This is what,
bring the debt on, let's have it.
Yeah, but because that's the thing.
Because it lives back to the social media.
But that's what I'm saying about the social media thing, right? And this is what I find so annoying, is when you see these like bloggers and these influencers and these YouTubers and shit, and they're slagging off Vegas because they've gone there with no money and they're expecting to have the champagne lifestyle on a lemonade budget. Do you get what I mean? And
you can't do that there.
You can't do that. If you've got the lemonade budget, go to like Ibiza,
go to Lanzarote,
or fucking one of you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's plenty of places you can go to and you can get a decent minimum spend. You've got good weather.
Yeah.
There's still going to be plenty of birds around.
It's supply and demand, isn't it?
I'm glad you said that as well. That's exactly what it is.
It goes back to
50 cents,
didn't it? A bottle of water in the shops, like 50 pence or whatever, in the sky, is 5 quid.
Yeah.
It's where you are, mate. Yeah. Vegas know what they're doing. They're the best in the world. So you paid a premium for it, didn't you?
Of course.
And they're attracting more people.
They want people that have got a budget for gambling.
Yes.
And if you're coming for on a budget, you're not going to gamble.
They don't even want you there,
mate. They don't want you there. So what they're doing to weed out those sort of people is to hire the prices of everything else because then people with lower budgets aren't going to come.
Pushing people out by price point.
I mean, they're even oxygenating your rooms, isn't they, to keep you out of your room.
A lot of people say that. It's a bit of a myth.
I know
they keep you awake in
the
casino.
They use smells. They kind of cover it up. So it's not like just pure oxygen, like you have like the tanks or whatever.
Tell me where else you've been in the world where you can come in absolutely shit-faced, sleep for 3 hours.
And then you're fresh again.
And be fresh as fuck.
Yeah.
Tell me that ain't been oxygenated.
I've always thought that as well, actually.
And you can't sleep there either. I don't know about you, but I'm laying in bed watching the scene. I cannot sleep.
Yeah, it's because of the time difference.
It's the time difference.
It takes quite a while to adjust. And by the time you've adjusted, it's time to go home. So
so when
usually
you're out
takes
there,
4 or 5 days.
Yeah, the 4 or 5 days, I'm exactly the same. It takes, it's all
dropped
good.
It.
It literally takes me about 4 or 5 days to actually get in the game to be able to sleep and stuff, because the heat is what makes you sleep, right? Mm. But yeah, I was running off of like maybe 2 hours sleep over about 4 day period. And I was still keeping up and doing the pods and doing all the hosting and everything else. But you just, the longer you're out there for, the later you wake up. I had a friend who said to me, I saw you were posting, you were going to the gym at 5 a.m. every morning. 10 days later, he's like, where's your gym pick? I'm like, bro, I woke up at 10:30. Like, I'm not going to the gym at that time. You don't get out to the strip till 1:30 in the afternoon. Do you know what I mean? But
you're right, Bronny. And this is the thing. Every trip you go on is different.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know what I mean? But out of the 35 trips you've been on, what would you say, can you remember, I don't know, maybe one of three, can you narrow it down to like 3 trips you've been on that was like, they were the best times? Mm. Or have you got any examples? Or on the flip side, the worst times?
The worst times is if you go with a bird. That's the worst time.
So you've actually been with a bird then, yeah?
Yeah. I don't mean that because you want to get up to anything. It's just not.
Yeah, because you can't.
Mate, it's a different vibe.
This is what
I've
found.
It's a different vibe out there, isn't it? Do you know
you're watching who's watching her to a certain extent, making sure she's okay. And then it sort of ruins your vibe because you start turning into a bit of a.
You can't relax because it's a group. It's either groups of women or groups of men, really. Mm. So when you're there and you're in a couple, like you said, you're watching so much, aren't you? It almost puts you on edge a bit, doesn't it?
Because you know what guys, like, they sort of take the piss. And then it's not even like, you know, like sometimes if you're with your missus or whatever, and there's guys really eyeballing your missus and that, it's not like, you know that your missus is not going to do nothing, but it's more of a piss take out of you. Because you're like, mate, can't you see? And then you start getting like, you start feeling a little bit vexed that he's taking the piss out of you for actually doing that.
But have some respect.
But when you're on holiday, you don't want to go through that, especially not in Vegas.
I'll say that to women as well, though. Like, it's not a place where you want to go with your fella.
Nah.
Either.
Nah, you're right.
Because it's not set up for that dynamic, I don't believe, that town.
Unless you're doing the Grand Canyon stuff and you're going off the street you're doing a bit of buggy and whatever it is, but if you're going to the pools and nightclubs,
I don't think you can do that anywhere in a couple, really, pools and nightclubs, because like you said, it's just aggravation.
Unless, one thing I would say, I had a group and they've been booking with us for years, right? They went out there, not last week, the week before, but they was in a group of say five couples.
Right.
So then the dynamic's a little bit different because your missus has got other mates and you've got other mates, so you can sort of do your own thing.
So you are kind of like a group, like it would be if it was a
So that, and they had a brilliant time. Like they were messaging saying that was the best trip they've ever been on and this, that and the other. So I mean, going on holiday with just your missus, probably not. But if you're in a group of other couples, then...
Different.
Yeah.
But as far as the best, I just...
Yeah.
I don't know, man. There's been so much that... It's all such a blur.
Would you prefer the trips you've gone on after COVID or before COVID?
Before COVID.
Before COVID.
I think
something's changed.
Pre-COVID Vegas was a lot more fun than...
It was a less more restricted, wasn't it? Like there was, you could just get away with. But then I think that's just been the gradual progression of Vegas. It's been a lot more corporate and a lot more like standardized or whatever. So a certain
Think it's definitely changed. I'll tell you what has changed quite a lot is the dress code. So when I went years ago, mate, you used to have to have jeans and shoes on to go into a club, end of.
Yeah.
Now you go in there in smart trainers.
And
t-shirts.
Yeah.
Like that weren't a thing. It used to be collared, like polos or shirts, jeans and shoes. And that was it. Everybody was like dressed properly. Now, it's like a fucking free-for-all.
To a certain extent.
People rocking up with
they're still, if you're trying to go into a nightclub and you've got shorts on, they'll still turn you away, right?
Yeah.
But pretty much everything else goes. Or if you're going to a nightclub and you're wearing sportswear or like a basketball vest and shit, they'll turn you away. But like you said, man, on the whole, pretty much anything goes.
I think what a lot of that has come down to is obviously with things like COVID, everybody went a little bit more casual wear. You think about all these office workers with their shirts and ties and stuff. Now it's like everyone can just wear a t-shirt to work, like office smart casual type thing. So maybe that's probably like bled into all of the entertainment life. They think, well, if they've got the money, do you care that he's wearing a t-shirt and some Jordans? Do you know what I mean?
I think us lot, like Brits on the whole, we make an effort because we've flown so far to be over there.
It's a big deal for us.
We dress like on the whole, pretty much smart casual, or a lot of guys go smart. But I mean, a lot of the Americans and places from like the Mexican guys and people from further afield, the Australians, they're just rocking whatever, like beachwear and that.
Yeah.
So
I think it's the only place in the world that no matter what you're going through, it makes it better. I just think like that's an escape place for me. No matter what you're doing, just go Vegas. Because like you will escape. You could do anything you want on that one strip road, can't you? Anytime.
Yeah. That's what I love about it.
If you
want
to eat a fucking steak dinner,
no one judges it. You can drink double Hennessy, treble Hennessy, quadruple Hennessy at fucking 7 in the morning. No one gives a shit.
How many times am I rocking up in the morning? I've got Corona in my hand. But it's that place you can do it.
Whatever's going on in your life, like that place, to me, anyway, you escape it all.
But then you've got to deal with the hangover, like the 4-day hangover after. Yeah. And then everything that you run away from fucking comes back tenfold.
It's funny because I remember when I first went, the hangover was just coming out.
Oh, nice. Sweet.
And I went to watch it. It's 2009 then. That was. So I went to watch it and I was going in a few minutes. I watched it. I thought, this is a bit far fetched, this film. There's no way this shit goes on over there.
Bro,
hey, mate. It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
All of it can happen.
Obviously,
so it's mad.
With yourself.
Is that how you ended up with the Vegas tattoo, bro?
But yeah.
Yeah. I was going to touch on the tattoo.
Get close up of that, Stu. He's definitely beat you on that, Brantley, isn't he?
Yeah, he has. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Front. Like, I'm still a blank canvas on the
tattoo. Both of you are blank, aren't you?
Yeah.
I think a nice little VIP Vegas tat on me would be.
I think you've got to get the VIP Vegas podcast.
I reckon you both need to get it on your neck.
There we go. So it's like loud and proud.
Sure. I don't know, it's hard. I've seen. Do you know what? Some of them do look good though.
Yeah. Some of them, like if you got it on the side. But then
the next ones are harder to cover, aren't they? Obviously, yeah. Unless you wear.
Oh mate, I'm too far gone.
Before
that,
I touch on yours look good though. Yeah, I was just going to say, like, and to bring VIP Vegas into it. Did you have all your trips and then? Because obviously, I've only met and known you today. But did you like contact and get to know Steve and use VIP Vegas for the majority of your trips, or was it like a midpoint? Because a lot of people have had that sort of both sides of the world where they've done Vegas before VIP Vegas and then they've done it after.
Yeah, do you know where I think you boys are good? I can't tell you how many times before you touch down in Vegas and you go, right, what are we going to do then? And you'll stand there pulling your prick going, well, where are we going to go?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. This is the
trying to speak to like loads of different promoters there. Everyone's trying to, call, you know what I mean, drag you everywhere and you have and no you structure feel,
yet. You can smell it, can't you? They're just trying to, they don't care. Like,
when you've been on the piss all day, the easiest thing to do there is just trash out. Yeah, but if you're already organised.
You've got a structure to it.
Yeah, you've got the plan that you're going to follow. So that where I've done it previous, it's been mismatched, mate. Like some nights we've literally, it's been 10 o'clock at night and we're like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like on the pages trying to Google where I think's the best place to go and it's all just fucked.
It's difficult as well because obviously when you're in a big group, you've all landed. If you were sober and everyone's just sitting there like, what should we do, lads? You could probably come to a consensus of what to do. But the chances are everyone's been hammering it. So you're trying to come to like a consensus of where to go and what to do when everyone's just hammered. Like, it's always better, I think, for a Vegas trip is to plan what you're doing just so you've got some sort of outline before you get
there. You're speaking to like lads that have got the knowledge.
Yeah.
So we can say, where do I need to go? I land here and I'd go on it. Where do I need to go on this night, that night? That's what I want to do. That's what music I like. And yous go, bing, 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 pick.
That's it.
They're the ones. No, don't go there then. Go here then.
That's what we do.
Do you know what I mean?
That's the thing, like I was saying, when you fly 10 hours, you don't want to have to spend a lot of the time trying to decide where to go and what to do. Yeah. And not just that, when you're doing stuff last minute, especially the good events, like the real busy ones, a lot of the good tables are already gone. Yeah. But because if you're booking it like
you're short on time there as well, aren't you? You ain't got to, I know it sounds mad, but you've not got time to fuck around.
Nah, exactly.
Thinking, well, where am I going to go? Like normally I always start my nights, not every night, but I go to a foundation room at the top of the Mandalay.
Nice. Yeah?
Not many people even know about that bar, but I'll go there and I've been there countless times,
mate,
at the bar going, right, where are we going after then? And not even knowing what the fuck we're doing after.
Yeah.
Do you go Skyfall Lounge as well?
Yeah.
It's Delana's now W Hotel. I stayed there last time I were in May. Yeah. But
I don't rate that Skyfall though.
It's
still like the old glass lift, but.
Yeah. It's all right. Like the foundation room it's got the same sort of view and
not
it's got
the
balcony.
Same, though, now.
What's that?
I don't feel like it's been the same now. I feel like it's lost it a bit. The later off we're going, the balcony's good.
Yeah. We used to have a lot of clients go there and like have food and that at the foundation and then.
Did you used to go to, talking about old Voodoo Lounge?
Yeah, that's open back up now, you know?
No, what, in a Rio?
It
was Rio, wasn't it?
Yeah. And you get like we were saying this from previous pods where you get the, what was it, the zip line down to the actual hotel.
Yeah.
Did you do that?
And long time ago.
Yeah.
And what's the other one?
Ghost Bar.
Palms.
Palm.
Yeah, Ghost Bar. That's still there as well.
Yeah, can be quite good. I like all that rooftop stuff.
Yeah, it gives you, especially to start your trip, because you get the wow factor, don't you? Like, wow, look at this. This is Vegas. Yeah. So I'm here. We've made it. And then
apparently there's a really like prestige bar in the middle of Waldorf Astoria, Hard Shake. I didn't get to go there, but apparently that's
where's
really
that
nice.
Where's that Waldorf Astoria?
It's in between
it used
sort
to be
of.
Mandarin Oriental. Do you remember that? That's where it used to be, next to Aria.
Still in city centre. So it's next to Aria / the... condos
where the Cosmo is and that
where like the Diamond
Tower next
is,
to that that's
where's your favourites, like if you could
that's a question for you, my friend
and Jews really so What's your favourite one now, current?
What's that? Yeah. Club-wise or rooftop bar or what?
Anywhere that you can go in Vegas, which is your favourite place to drink, yeah, in Vegas now, current, whether it's day, night, yeah? And then what's your favourite one from old time, what you'd bring back?
Oh, I see.
Good question, yeah.
Definitely, what I would bring back is Hyde. I used to love Hyde. Like, not just for the fact of, you know, we used to get the best bottle deals for our clients there, but it was just the vibe. They played the best music, the little terrace bit where you're overlooking the Bellagio fountains. Like, you knew you was in Vegas, And all the door staff, all the promoters that we worked with were sound there. So I'd bring back Hyde. But obviously, Mayfair Supper Club is a really good addition to Vegas now. And yeah, I mean, places to drink, my favourite is... It's a hard one because it depends what mood I'm in, bro.
We and can talk about downtown as well because everybody just leaves that out.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I'll let Brunty go first and I'll think about that one.
I mean, I'd...
At least, he's taken over the post.
Say, you'll be in your interview
I'm interviewing you guys.
It's been there for a while now, but I've always loved a bit of beer park, just sitting there on the veranda overlooking all the fountains and stuff. It's just such a good spot. I mean, one of my newest ones that I like now is Old Red, and they've got now a new one that's the Bottle Blonde. But
Bottle Blonde next door,
Blonde, that's it.
But yeah, Old Red is my newest like favourite.
It's only just opened, isn't it?
Yeah, literally. But the mad thing is, Old Red and Bottle Blonde, it's like the same concept.
Yeah.
And it's like next door to each other.
One's a country bar and one's a brewery. Like, so
that's what's really weird. And then like I see something the other day, like Old Red, obviously, because it's been there longer, they had a big queue outside.
Yeah.
And then Bottle Blonde had no one outside.
Opened yesterday.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. But usually when somewhere opens, it's Ramo because everyone's, you know what I mean?
I think it was a soft opening because I was watching some of the Vegas influencers I follow and that. Oh, so maybe it was just like a before the public. But yeah, I'd say beer park and all that. I mean, club wise for me, it's Omnia, always been Omnia. And then I'd say Cosmo is like at the minute is my current favorite place to stay because it's got the balcony.
It smells so nice in there.
It does, Cosmo, and it's all like modern. Fresh. Yeah. I love a bit of Chandelier Bar as well, to be fair.
You've been
Chandelier
Fontainebleau yet, bro?
Yeah, I'm staying there in 3 weeks. That's where I'm at. But I've been there.
So you're going to love, right? Go make sure. This is what one of the favourite places for me to drink is the Blue Bar in the middle.
Yeah.
Mate, it's unreal in there. You've got massive chandeliers and that. You've got, it's just, it's a good vibe.
Yeah, I like Fontainebleau. I thought about
like brand new and plush.
Yeah. I was sort of thinking about
it's on its way out though, don't they?
Nah, this is just influencers talking.
This is literally what I was just about to say, is that what they're trying to come up with that is saying that similar to Resorts World, they're like, what is there to do when you're that sort of far off strip? Because everyone's in the center or sort of, you know. But it's similar with downtown. Like, if you've gone that far out, there's a reason you've gone that far out. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
There is plenty to do there. There's plenty of restaurants and bars, and obviously you've got the casino itself. And
what's it?
It's only a short ride into the strip anyway.
Live there, isn't it?
Yeah, Live Beach, Live Nightclub, yeah. Same as Miami. You been Miami?
No, never done Miami.
Mate, you'd love Miami.
Yeah, I ain't sure. Do you know what? I always flack back to Vegas as I know what I'm getting.
Mm. I think that's the reason. I've done similar to you. I've always thought about going other places. I'm like,
is it Vegas?
I mean? Miami's just a little bit more laid back and a little bit more classy. Whereas Vegas is like real full on, do you know what I mean? Smash and grab, like just get out.
Some people are shagging in the pool when it's all just mad.
Miami's a little bit more swanky, a little bit more, but it's not as, like for example, I was saying this to a few like stag dudes. They're like, oh, we don't know whether to do Vegas or Miami. The thing is Miami, they don't really like big groups of guys. So like Vegas, they'll take a group of 20, 25 geezers into a club. And they won't mind. But with Miami, it's like you need to split the group up into five or six guys at a time.
Do you really?
Yeah. So it's not as full like on
Vegas,
as Vegas.
Vegas has a ring to it as well, doesn't it? When you say to like your friends, your family, co-workers,
do you mean you say,
oh, I went to Vegas? Whereas you can say, yeah, I went to Miami. But I think Vegas is, everyone knows.
There's a reason why you used to ain't fucking doing tables in Miami, are you? You're doing them in Vegas.
Do them in Miami as well.
We're doing Miami.
Do you really?
Yeah.
And this is like, we've got a surprise coming for everyone on the next podcast, But yeah, it's like we do tables in Miami, obviously Vegas, Ibiza, Marbella, Dubai. So yeah, the progression of where things are going, which we'll talk about on the next pod, it's gone. And that's off the back of the clientele from Vegas because there's demand for all these different places. And because they trust us and we've looked after them there, it's like it's filtered out into other destinations. So
I think you've got the dream job.
We've got to put him through the initiation. And while we're on that topic, big shout out to Hennessy for the sponsor. Indeed. Really appreciate it. Cheers, lads.
Indeed. Cheers, Carl.
Cheers. Thank you. I can't lean forward. I've slipped my back out.
Host initiation. He's got down the rest of that Hennessy. What do you reckon,
I'll do it in 3 weeks with you both. On American soil.
I have to ask, Carl, 35 trips. I know we asked, obviously, like your best and worst, but I want to know a wild and crazy story now. We're having a sip of Hennessy. It's a tradition on this camera.
The thing is,
anything that you can say, like, obviously.
There's loads that can't.
Anything that's mad that's happened.
Well, I'll tell you something that is funny, right?
Cool.
There's two things that are funny.
Here we go.
There's the first thing. I won't say his name yet, but a pal of mine, one particular year, we went over there anyway. I don't know if I talk about.
Don't say no names, it's fine. We won't put a picture up on him or nothing.
No. Listen, he liked to go in Vegas via Colombia. Yeah.
Okay.
Colombia's meant to be sick. Medellin. Yeah. But it's meant to be class.
On this particular time, he'd lost, I don't know what he'd done. He put something in a safe. Yeah. And he couldn't get into the safe.
Mm.
Oh, shit.
For love nor money. So you have to call down reception, don't you?
Yeah.
Security come up and they put the master key, unlock the safe in it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Security have come in his room, unlock the safe, and obviously opened up the safe, he's got all the bits and bobs in there.
No.
Oh, right, yeah.
And forgot.
Party packs.
He's forgot that he's got all the fucking half of Colombia in his safe.
Yeah. Oh, well, he actually brought that from Colombia to Vegas.
No. What I mean is via Colombia Vegas, yeah?
Oh, right, I see.
Because apparently it's really easy to get it over there.
I don't know.
But anyway, he's in his safe and security's now opened up the safe door. Yeah. And my pal's gone.
Oops.
There's $100. Thanks for opening the safe up.
Interesting.
And the security guy went, "You have a good day, sir."
They don't give a shit.
Don't give a fuck.
Money talks out there, bro.
It does. You can buy your way out.
But can you imagine the
situation.
Moment the security open your safe up and like.
He probably whispered and said, "Can I have a bit?"
All the bits are in there. So yeah, he had done that.
That's mad. But that's Vegas all over.
It's a part of the game.
Been locked out of the room naked. You ever walked out?
This was you.
Have you ever walked out your room in the middle of the night? Yeah, and it's shut behind you, and you ain't got the key.
I've never done that. I don't think.
And you start bollock, and you got to go down the lift into the casino because they all go down into the casino.
Why did you go and get some ice or something?
I can't remember. But going down into the casino because they're all in the casino, holding your bollocks. Holding your wallet, standing in the lift with everyone getting in.
No way.
And it's a long walk from them lifts to the reception.
Mate, but they've seen it all, haven't they?
Yeah, but surely, knocked on anyone's power? You could have knocked on one of your pal's doors and got
something.
Yeah,
but all the doors are the same.
Where the fuck are they? You ain't on the same,
floor and that. Right. Yeah.
You get down to the bottom.
When you ain't got your phone or nothing.
Get down to the bottom of the lift.
I can imagine him. That'll be
because you've got the security guards again at the bottom.
Yeah.
You get locked out your room, man.
They leave you standing there for 10 minutes. What are you doing? Just going down there
locked out your room, man.
Oh, mate.
Oh, I love
They've
that.
Seen it all over there, man.
Yeah,
it goes
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
There's madness.
I love the way they still keep it professional, though. Like, if something real bad happens there, that like, they come down starkers, they'll just won't even laugh. They'll be like, what's your room number, sir? Like, they'll just carry on like normal.
Well, it's entertainment for them. And like you say, if people've got money, they're just like, look, he's not doing any harm to someone. It's just is what it is. And if the security behind the monitors are watching the camera, they're just probably having a good laugh over
funny, man. The Americans just make me laugh. They're dry, aren't they, some of them?
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, some
that's
of them,
classic.
Yeah,
you like that, you room, man.
He's like, what did you think? Sweet.
Walk me through some of these tattoos then, my friend. You've shown us the Vegas one.
Do you know what? I've got myself covered. They don't mean nothing to me. I've got a couple of gambling ones and stuff.
He'd get on like House of Fire with Savannah, wouldn't he?
Yes. Shout out to her.
Yeah, shout out to Savannah Fox. She was on our last podcast. She's literally covered. She's like a burlesque dancer from Vegas. Well, originally from Milton Keynes in the UK. Yeah.
But moved over
and
there.
And then she moved there. She met a guy who was a tattoo guy and then moved to Vegas. And now she's based there, bro.
But, I think my tattoo started from America, really.
Oh,
really? It's big over there, isn't it?
Yeah. What was your first one?
Zeus.
Yeah.
All of this is on my left hand side. All of it's like really old. I've had it 15 years.
Okay.
And when you get to the, like some of my newer stuff, like look at that Harley Quinn under my arm and that.
Still looks fresh though, bro. It hasn't really faded.
But the quality of it's the bollocks.
Right.
I've just had my back. I've got half soup now. There's a place in Ely, Sacred Tattoo. Martin, he's the one. All Sacred Tattoo. You want a tattoo, get up there.
Don't put it on the pod, mate. You weren't about to get booked in with him anymore.
I think I just got half obsessed with him because it's big in America. And I used to look, look at the bollocks they do. And have them all done while you're young.
Yeah.
They don't mean nothing. The only one that means anything is my dog.
And the Vegas one.
I mean, and the Vegas one.
Is that one Sid, is it?
Yeah, Sid.
So I did do a little bit of research.
Let's go back to the whole Vegas thing, where you were asking Carl about when he got introduced to us and when you started booking.
Yeah.
I can actually intercept there because it's only been over the last few years, Carl, wasn't it, really?
Yeah, you got me in trouble once.
You got yourself in trouble.
I think
just for being one of the high profile dudes at the time. Okay. Because of the relationship he was in. That's what it was. Mate, come on.
Stevie, can you get me a cabana somewhere? Yeah, no problem. End up in Marquee. All of a sudden, there was a picture, wasn't it?
Three or four waitresses. Ended up on the front page. I was in the Sun. I'm not sure if it was front page, but it was Sun, Daily Mail.
I was having a bit of bag with my bird at the time. I'd gone over there because, again, like, that was my escape. Yeah. So no matter what was happening in life, I'm like,
you shoot to Vegas.
Go to Vegas. Yeah. Like, this is the bollocks. And I do remember it because I think I'd spoke to you before and I don't know what she was doing. She was back here playing up like usual. Yeah.
Yeah.
She said it was. And I was like, all right, you're having a good time. Fucking watch this.
I think I may remember him saying something like that similar to me. He's like, Stevie, what have we got on the agenda? Where can we go? And I was like, right, we could go here, we could go there. And then, but I didn't realize the paparazzi were going to be on you like that, bro. But they were, and this is like, I don't know how many miles away.
That was 2020. It was only 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was a 10-hour flight, yeah? And you'd think the paparazzi in the UK media is different to over there, but it's not, man. Like I was saying earlier, it's like anyone that's got a camera phone is basically a pap. Like,
they probably will have a WhatsApp group, don't they?
Yeah.
There's a lot of English over there as well, you've got to remember.
Yeah.
I got snapped. Coming out of
Eagle
the win.
Snapped a few times.
Yeah. Snapped coming out of the win. And then obviously at that pool as well.
Yeah. Well, it couldn't have been too bad because he's booked his next trip with us.
He's going back.
He must have had a good time. Yeah. He wants to get, I have to give the camera guys a heads up again now. It's all good, mate. Hopefully, obviously, we deliver like we did last time. So.
Yeah, you will. I'm looking forward to it. You're going to be there anyway, ain't you?
You're going to be there to oversee
everything.
Like, I've got to do the IB for it and then the thing. But hopefully I'll be able to come. Maybe not for the whole trip, but I might just come and join you like towards the end or a couple of days in.
Now, if he's going, it's very uncommittal, isn't it?
As soon as I get one of yous on, you, the other will follow.
Right, man.
It's a good town. I mean, I love it there. I recommend it to everybody.
Yeah.
Unless you're going on a small budget. And that's nothing wrong with that, like you say, but it just ain't the place for you.
It's not the place. And that's where I think a lot of people are getting it wrong.
Anybody that doesn't like it or says, went there, weren't all that, that's got to be why.
Because
I don't know anyone that... How can you not fucking like that town?
I know, a lot of...
It ain't even about getting on the piss all the time. Like, how can you just not like being there?
Mm. A lot of it, like we were saying before as well, is like, the way social media works is if you spread negative news or bad publicity, everyone shares it and this and the other. So I feel like... It's clickbait. So a lot of these influencers or people that are going there, they know if they put a positive video out about Vegas, it's not going to get much traction.
No.
But if they throw it under the bus,
Vegas,
it's going to go viral. Yeah. I feel like that is what's happening. And it's a shame because a lot of people come to me and they're like, oh yeah, I heard it's dead there, Steve, at the minute. Like, is Vegas all right? Well, how's the business? I'm thinking we're rammed.
We can't be that bloody dead. Sold out. You know what I mean? We're still going. So
that's never ever going to be empty. You go there in the winter, it's still busy.
Yeah.
365 days a year, that place is full.
Yeah. I've been out there when it's been like cold, proper, like you need a jacket. Do you know what I mean?
Still busy.
Still
fucking better than it is here.
This is it, bro.
But we're saying as well, like, they're changing it up. They're moving with the times. They're bringing more entertainment in. You've got the basketball. You've got the F1.
Yeah, we've
got the question for you, boys.
Go on.
What was Wet Republic is now Palm Tree.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
How does it compare?
There's a lot of hype surrounding it this year.
Is it overhyped?
Because it opened last month, pretty much.
You was able to go to the opening. I went
to the opening party. The weather wasn't great, but it was so busy, you couldn't even see the pool. Like, it was
Wet was always like that, wasn't it? I always found Wet Republic was fucking mental.
Well, yeah, it dropped off. And that's the reason why they had a rebrand, because it started fizzling out. Because it's been there so long. It's one of the longest serving pool parties in Vegas.
And Rehab. That was one and all, wasn't it?
Yeah, Rehab had a rebrand. Yeah.
Hard Rock.
Yeah, now it's the Virgin
that
Hotel.
That went, didn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So now it's the Virgin Hotel. That was like the main hotel for EDC. So did you see the EDC festival?
I've never done EDC there.
Mate,
have you done
it? It all depends on what sort of music you're into.
Let's fucking have it next year.
Let's go. Next year, mate.
But I'm not a big fan of that real electronic dance, like the real headbanging. It's an experience. Nah.
You can chill on the strip while me and Carl go off to EDC and then come back.
I fucking see you out in the desert, mate.
It's definitely, do you know what? It has been on my radar for a little while. Like, yeah. all the main people in Vegas do go there. All
that's
the main
hosts and managers. We're off.
There we go.
Yeah,
next year be a good you and me, brother. Let's do it.
We're helicopter it. You can helicopter it there, can't you?
Yeah, you've got to book them months in advance, though, because the slots.
Well, luckily, I know the right men.
Yeah, there we go. See? We'll get that sorted through Maverick, probably.
I was just thinking, because you're in the car game, do you drive out in Vegas or do you just leave it? You do.
Mate,
because I've always left it because of all the drinking.
I'm not proud to say.
I've not done drink driving out there. Did you?
Yeah.
I'm not proud to say it either.
I ain't proud to say it, mate, but I have drunk drove out there and I nearly took the back of a fucking Dodge Ram out on a bus.
Yeah. That's why it's not worth it.
Yeah, on the strip. And in hindsight now, I'd have been so fucked.
Yeah.
Imagine that, mate. You're straight to jail, aren't you?
Yeah.
So it's just, it ain't worth it anyway, and you should never do it. But everyone's only human and everyone's done it at some point.
Especially when you're in Vegas. Yeah. But my little incident like that was, well, when I first started going out there and I was blinded by the lights and it was all, but as time goes on, you're a bit more, you know the place and...
Fancy this for one and all. I rented a Dodge Challenger out there, when I went with my ex, Kate, we rented the Dodge Challenger. And obviously where she was there, obviously Paps was everywhere, following us everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, we couldn't go. They was at the bottom of the lift. They was in the car. We couldn't go anywhere. And they was on us.
People.
Mate, and I've clumped the rental car,
They're proper on her, aren't they?
I know, do they not? Yeah, I guess it's their job, but like, come on.
And it's on Google now. I clumped the rental car on the door. Yeah, big dent in it. And they've got pictures of me plunging it out.
No.
Really?
Yeah, fancy that. I'm fucking plunging a door out. Yeah.
Mate, what was the
getting
headline?
Getting snapped.
Fucking,
on the rental car. Fuck's sake. I'm going to get charged here because of used lot. There I was, plunging it out. So that's all about driving in Vegas. I've done it all, mate. Drove out to the Grand Canyon. I've done it all.
Yeah.
You usually just get a big car, or do you get have you done all the supercars out there or whatever? Or you not?
I like muscle cars, mate.
More muscle cars, okay.
Yeah, I've had supercars here, but muscle cars for me are the thing.
Nice.
Fucking great big fuck off.
Where you're high up and that.
Yeah, I've got a Challenger at the minute, which is fucking nutty 807 brake thing.
Nice. Do you go on any car rallies? Sorry.
Done them years ago.
Yeah, we've been sort of talking about getting into that space, but we're not.
Yeah.
They do one in Vegas, don't they?
Mate, we're thinking of doing one in Vegas, but also with obviously what's coming on the next pod or whatever, it's something that we're trying to do like as part of like a membership that we're going to introduce. So you can go on these rallies in Vegas, Dubai, like all around Europe, stuff like that.
Yeah, I know. There is one that they do at the minute. It is big business, that rallies.
Mate, it is big business, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We're trying to see what it's about.
You'll probably be good for that, because the amount of contacts you must have, like in the motor game, like in the car game.
Yeah, but a lot of mine are traders, isn't they?
Oh, right. Okay. So they're not real sort of like petrol heads. They're just...
No, when you work with cars, mate, you fucking hate them.
Oh, I see.
We were saying off camera.
Yeah, you lose the buzz for it, mate.
Yeah, I bet.
This has got to be the only job you never lose the buzz for.
You just keep reinventing. The good thing about this game is, I suppose in a way it's with cars though, because there's always new cars coming out. But with this, it's like there's always new venues popping up to explore and go.
Well, they're changing so much. You've got to change all the time as well, haven't you?
This is it. Like literally why we started the podcast, when I pitched the idea to Steve and I was like, look, Vegas changes pretty much weekly. On my feed, it's like, oh, this is happening and this is opening up. And now they've built a new hotel and it's like, it's constantly changing and people still flocking over there. And obviously it's old stats now, but it's definitely over, 50 million people that go there a year.
I find it nutty. It's insane. I've walked years ago and it ain't even weird. I was walking through Planet Hollywood Casino and fucking P. Diddy walked past me in the casino. Just natural, mate.
Yeah, it's mad.
Like, what is... He'd like to do it now, wouldn't he?
That's another big thing about Vegas.
That just shit happens.
You don't know who you're going to meet.
Like megastars, mate, just walking around past you.
Yeah.
It is crazy. So it is a crazy, crazy place.
Right. So you're going out there for 5 days in July.
3 weeks, yeah.
Have you got any other like trips booked, or are you going to go back to Vegas later on in the year, or what's going on with you?
I've always wanted to do SEMA. So I'm going to go to SEMA and see that because I've never seen that before. And that's a car thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
As well. So I want to do that.
Oh, wait. So is that like, wait, am I getting confused? No, sorry. I'm getting confused. No, so when you said off camera about SEMA, is that the car one? Because I was thinking of...
SEMA is a massive car show, isn't it? Across the world, like people fly their cars in.
I was thinking of CES festival that's in January, which is like the electronics and new inventions or whatever, isn't it?
That's in
no. SEMA.
Sorry. So when I said, are they doing it in November? It's a completely different.
Yeah,
I get you.
So, yeah, that's, I'm going to try and have a go at that car convention because I think that's mad and I love all the stuff that they do.
What's your feeling, Carl, like, on the whole driverless cars and all that? Or do you feel that that's how everything's going? And eventually we just won't be needing driving licenses. Yeah.
I saw a few Cybertrucks out there in Vegas. It's massive out there.
Yeah, they are. They've got Ubers now like that, haven't they?
Yeah, there's a few where driverless an cars. Can pick you up and then I've seen. Yeah,
it's the way of the world, mate, isn't it?
Yeah,
technology's moving on. We're all going to become obsolete.
Yeah, I know. This is the thing. This AI is worrying, isn't it? Yeah. Robots can do a lot of shit now. Mm. They're just taking over.
And we've spoke about this when we've had business meetings and stuff, and we're just saying, look, we're in the service industry, and there's not really a lot you can do with AI that can just like completely scrap us. Like, you need that
at
closeness
the
at the minute.
Touch.
Yeah, but you need
the personal touch though. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
And it's the trust.
I think that's
as
what
well.
Your customers are like and all.
They do.
So you've got that. Is there anything else you've got going on, or you just take it as it goes?
I'll take it as it goes.
Nice.
I'm going to go to Dubai in September. I might have to go and do my teeth again because my fucking tooth fell out the other week.
Oh, yeah. Let's have a look.
Back in now.
Did you get something? You obviously got something. Mate, I need to get that one done and these two. What? Is, are they veneers?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, mine are bonding.
They crack though, come on. Oh, well, do you know what veneers fucking can crack as well?
Yeah.
You've got composite, have you?
I need to go, shout out to Teeth by Techie, man. I need to come and get an appointment, bro, ASAP for this one.
Why do I know that name?
He does a lot of like football and all that, reality TV people and stuff.
I'm a turkey man, me.
Oh, fair enough.
See, that's the thing. When something goes wrong, you've got to fly back out there.
Yeah.
That's where people keep
saying,
look good,
I've had them in 5 years, though. I'll be honest, they do look good.
Yeah,
they look fresh.
5 years old.
Do you get any like pain or anything?
No, that was the first time one had fallen out in 5 years. Which ain't ideal.
How much you paid for them?
I didn't, but...
Oh, right. One of them ones. Collabo.
Mm.
Come on.
There we go.
So
that's a touch.
Quite lucky, really. I've got another one on the table. Another offer for new teeth.
Yeah? See, that's the thing. Do they file them down, though, to like a...
Yeah, pegs are crowns.
Right.
So the veneers, they file your teeth flat and... So I've still got teeth. I mean, look, I couldn't go around with no teeth in there.
Right.
Look like I've been smoking at a barbecue. No, yeah, mouth, but, yeah. You know what I mean?
On a crack pipe.
Yeah, exactly. Look. But once they're done.
I was just going to say, is there anything that you want to promote? Anything that's before we wrap
you
this
boys.
All up? Oh, thank you. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Promote you boys.
What a guy.
Let's just get everyone that's going to Vegas.
He's upgraded this time.
This is it. We'll have to sort him out.
Fucking up there.
Nah, mate, we always do the best we can do anyway. Obviously, you're coming out.
It's a good time.
But yeah,
it's a good time and I'm looking forward to it. And I think yous are going to make it easier for me.
Yeah,
and I can't wait till we're all at the bar having shots.
There we go. Hey. See, he's got it on the pod now. But yeah.
So wait, just one last thing I would want to add though. So am I right in thinking that out of the 35 trips, Carl, you've never used the concierge?
Like never. Other
than when you messaged me when you was out there.
So in obviously the time I've been, I've got to know promoters that live there. Right. Yeah. So I would go back and just use them. And I think we know some of the same promoters anyway. So I'd use them. But this is like, apart from last time, this will be the first time where I've actually pre-booked.
Right.
And you've said to me, right, go here this night, go here that night. And then we've got that sorted.
The
fucking pickup's a nice touch as well.
Yeah.
So
that's what I was going to say.
You've got the pickup there.
It's perfect.
Yeah. Lovely.
I think...
Because that taxi line can half be long, can't it?
Yeah, you don't need that, mate.
When I land, makes you look baller as well to be rocking
also,
up.
Also, when
in
you
the
land, mate, you want to get through, don't you? And just fucking get out.
Yeah.
Not a minute to lose. Not a second to waste.
That's it, mate. Roll on. We've got three
everyone
weeks.
Use them.
There we go.
You've got three
I'll
weeks
get
to get your
shape
together, both of you.
where can everybody find you, Carl? Social media?
Well, you'll find me in the Fountain Blue in 3 weeks. That's where you'll find me. But Carl J. Woods, that's social. Watch it.
Cool. There we go.
You used to be making an appearance. So
yeah,
we'll leave off
I reckon
now.
We probably will.
I think this is it now, wouldn't it? We're going.
But drink your fucking Hennessy and book the flights.
Mate, you're meant to down that if you want to
get going. I can't do it. I've got to drive, but we'll be in.
But yeah, so thank you obviously to Hennessy as our sponsor and looking after us with the lovely Hennessy VSOP.
Yep.
Carl, again, thank you for your time.
Thank you for coming on the RP Vegas podcast. Thank you very much.
Yeah, till next time, guys.
See you on the next one, guys. Take it easy.